You know, during the June primary, not a lot of surprises across the state, but certainly a lot of runoffs as a result. A lot of the different races were stacked up, 3 and 4 deep. So we are looking forward to the July 17th runoff and several races that we're watching. Obviously, most people know that our governor's race was decided in the primary, and Governor Kay Ivey, who's the sitting governor, it was determined that she will have a Democratic opponent in Walt Maddox, and we're looking at some other races. Certainly the Commissioner of Agriculture is going into a runoff between Rick Pate and Senator Gerald Dial. We've also got our eyes on Lieutenant Governor race as well as Attorney General, and several Senate and House races are also going to be in runoff. So pretty fun to watch, honestly. Our PAC has been involved in several of these races in some way, but I tell you what, the big thing for us is the fact that when the legislature comes back next March to get the quadrennium started back off, we will actually have 25% of our legislature turned over, whether it's folks not running again or running for different offices. So certainly been something to watch as we go forward, not only in the runoff, but to the general election in November as well. And the good thing for us is that we have several people that are running for these offices that are either they're cattlemen themselves involved in agriculture or have close ties to the association. So we feel like we're in a good position to have a lot of friends over in the State House going forward and also in the constitutional offices. So just keep up with what's going on. You know, certainly hearing a lot from those folks, and wish them all luck as they go forward in these races.